everyone, and welcome into episode number 279 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Dave.
Dave is back, and Dave, during our last intermission, you're going to remember to talk directly into the microphone this time. I believe in you. You got this.
Yes, it took talk directly.
Dave, I gotta kid you. I'm not kidding you. She used to throw hard objects at me when I first started.
I'm glad I'm on the other side of the table. That's what
I mean. Yeah. Although flag football's paying off, you know?
Yeah. Michael and I literally talk with our noses on the microphone just to prevent, you know, no matter which way we look, we are still talking directly into the microphone.
Yes, right.
So Lindsay doesn't
job.
Throw thing at it.
No, actually, I shouldn't call Dave out because I didn't tell him that in the intermission. I just was like snapping during the last episode. And I, in a moment of just perhaps. Really, what's the word when you're just being mean to be mean? That's
petty.
What I did.
We call petty, it, yeah. We call it Lindsay.
Yeah, I was about to say it.
Rude, but true.
I like to call it hungry Lindsay.
Yeah, it's almost time for lunch.
Have a Snickers, Lindsay.
Yeah, right? You guys want a Snickers in his car?
Actually, I carry a Snickers in my car for hangry Lindsay.
Yeah, which, you know, you just got to over the top it, and then that way they know I always need to get fed, and it's never an issue. You don't know who's
I
who's
think she
controlling
fakes it on
who.
Lindsay just
is a
food.
Problem solver.
Honestly,
Lindsay is a problem
thank
solver.
You.
The weird thing about keeping the Snickers in the car is that it's an active thing. It's not just like I have one in my glove compartment. It's been there for years because they melt in the summer, so I actively replace them as time goes on.
If I knew there were snacks hiding in your car, man.
So I have two kids. There's always snacks in my car.
I would like to kick us off.
Go for it.
Okay.
If that's okay with you guys. So a couple weeks ago, and to be honest, I'm assuming we haven't gone to nuclear war. That we try not to talk politics on this, but I'm assuming we haven't gone to nuclear war by the time this podcast goes out. But President...
That is an iffy statement,
it's a
but sure.
Assumption.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. If we have, people have other things to do other than listen to
right,
our podcast.
You're not
going to
get called out on this.
Yeah. You'll know that secret phrase. So this took me down a path. As it does. And I would bet $1,000,000,000,000,000,000 that you won't know how this story ends. So I wanted to know a little bit more about North Korea.
Okay.
Which obviously led me to Dennis Rodman.
Sure.
So I was like, oh, what kind of upbringing did Dennis Rodman have? Uh-huh. What was his family like? Because that's what we do. We want to look it up. So his dad, Philander Rodman.
His name was actually Philander?
Philander, yes. Okay. Philander. Had how many children? This is what he said he had. How many children does Dennis Rodman's dad have? Which I guess you could say how many siblings does Dennis Rodman have? But, you know, I like to know, Philander, how many kids has he fathered?
I just here's the thing. If I don't say it, Lindsay will. Was Philander a philanderer?
That's the question.
We really need a soundboard with crickets on it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying somebody else was going to get there.
Yeah. All right. So how many full and half siblings does Dennis Rodman have according to his father?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is
how many kids did his father father?
Sure.
Yeah. How many kids does Philander Rodman have? This is including Dennis.
Okay. So Lindsay is a big sports person.
Yes.
So I do like sports.
I'm assuming she knows of Travis Henry.
Maybe.
The former running back for the Bills and the...
He's related to Rodman?
No. He's the former running back of the Bills and the Broncos. Maybe she doesn't. And my theory is way off base, but I'm going to go with it anyway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Former running back of the Bills and the Broncos who had, I believe, 27 children.
And then there was Cromarty when he got interviewed on Hard Knocks.
Okay.
And he couldn't remember all the names.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that 27 is not... 27 at Travis Henry didn't faze her. This actually seemed interesting to her. So knowing that, I'm going to say it's just shy of double. So let's
hang on. You're going to say north of 50?
I'm going to go 45. I'm going to say it's 45. Okay. Just to 50 seems high.
Okay.
Well, we know actually it was a finals question. I think last finals was the woman who gave birth to the most children.
Right.
The most children at once. Total.
No,
yeah,
total.
Over the lifetime.
Total.
Yeah. Which was
69.
69, right. How could we ever forget that?
Nice.
Boom.
So, all right. So yeah, I'm going with 45.
See, I think this is a head fake.
Okay.
I was
you think
just
he has like
there.
Two siblings?
I think,
like it's three?
I think and part of this is just because his name is Philander.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think it's a head fake. I'm going to go like three.
Okay. Mm.
Including Dennis, I'm going to say three.
He's got like two sisters.
Right.
That's it. That's the whole family.
Okay.
$1.
You're consistent.
Yes. See, I was going to go there, yeah, Michael. Right? You stole my thunder.
Great speak
minds
up
there, Dave. Great minds.
I know. Yeah, I got to jump in earlier. Yeah. I'm going to say 10.
Okay.
You're just going with a number?
Yeah, I'm just doing the random
like,
guess.
Like, 10's a lot, but it's not, like, absurd.
I would be wagering zero on the final question.
Right, yeah.
All right. So the correct answer is 29.
Ooh,
29 kids. So Dennis Rodman has a lot of siblings, yeah, half siblings, et cetera. So 29 kids with 16 mothers. So
I think that's more impressive.
There is more. So Dennis Rodman's memoir is As Bad As I Want to Be. His dad, Philander, is trying to write a book, As Dad As I Want to Be. He left Dennis and his mom when they were, like, very, very young. So Dennis Rodman hasn't seen him in 40-something years. So this reporter goes to meet Philander, and he's chilling in the Philippines. Any ideas what he's doing?
Fathering more children.
Fathering more children is correct. But in addition...
Should be noted that the number of kids is as of today's day.
Right, yeah.
Yes, as of today's date.
Negotiating a peace treaty.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be old. And I'm assuming he's still alive. I didn't actually check. Sorry. He might be dead. I don't know.
Okay. So probably not fathering more children if dead.
True, yes. Okay. True. So he's actually running a burger place and a bar in the Philippines.
I was going to say bar because that's my retirement plan.
Yeah, but it's called...
Running a bar in the Philippines?
Well, I was going to say Costa Rica, okay, but...
Yeah, so it's called Rodman's Rainbow Obama Burger. So the buns are actually like rainbow, like, uh-huh, or like colored buns. I don't know why it's called Obama Burger, but that's the name of this restaurant place.
Colored buns just tickles me as a phrase.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He began... I just want to read this very quick excerpt from his book. It's the 29th chapter of his, I guess, yet to be published, unpublished memoir. There's a volcano, a massive volcano eruption in 1991. And he says the devastating eruption of Mount Pinatubo on June 15th, 1991, so a couple weeks ago, didn't stop the girls from giving it up. So there's a whole chapter in his book where the volcano is erupting and he's describing having sex with a mistress while his wife is still home, and then comes back to his house and he's like, well, I knew Helen was good, but I didn't know she was that good.
Wow.
So we started at North Korea and we ended at volcano sex. I'm out. Yeah.
I think that's
your
secret
phrase.
Oh, and
his wife was 9 months pregnant at the time.
Right.
So all that went down.
They're always 9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And
he has another wife who was caring for the kids. And then he was with Helen, his first date, at about 4 a.m. the night of the eruption. And he said, quote, this one night my love came down on me, quite literally, because it was a volcano. Well, not literally, but it was a volcano erupting.
There's your secret phrase. At 4 a.m. the night of the eruption.
At 4 a.m.? Well, I didn't want to be sexual again.
I thought for sure it was going to be volcano love.
At 4 a.m. the night of the eruption.
Is that
yeah.
too long? Should we just go with Michael's
yeah,
volcano love?
Volcano love. Volcano love is your secret phrase. Go. I'm saying it clearly. Volcano love. It took me a very weird path. And now I would like to be done talking.
Right. All right. Well, I can go next because my fact is also celebrity based.
Segue.
Okay. So a celebrity was in London taking an Uber.
True.
Yeah. Taking an Uber when he saw a bicycle courier getting mugged by four people. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard this story.
He stopped the Uber, got out, and confronted the four people in true superhero fashion, getting into a fight with them and chasing them all off.
Yeah.
Which celebrity was it?
I know.
I'm trying to remember the story.
I know too. So.
Oh, do you? Yeah, okay.
Can we give Michael some hints?
It was Jeremy Renner. It was the
nope.
guy.
No.
No.
It wasn't the guy that played Hawkeye?
Nope.
Yeah, please.
Jeremy
has
Renner
ever
is
been
the guy
useful?
That plays Hawkeye, but no. Hawkeye has never stopped has never been a hero.
I still remember the Saturday Night Live sketch. It's like, well, I used all my arrows. How many did you bring? 7. You're welcome.
we can give him hints.
But time out. Maybe that's what they really needed to defeat Thanos, was you needed to have
a Hawkeye,
Hawkeye with an arrow right to the eye. You know, before he got all the reality and time
stones.
Spoiler
alert.
Yeah, spoilers.
You know? Sorry, Hawkeye's not in Avengers. We all know. Well,
all right.
Anyway.
So,
sorry.
This celebrity is a hero.
Yeah.
Is a superhero
you
from the MCU.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, that is correct. It is Benedict Cumberbatch. And my favorite part of the story, my absolute favorite part of the story, is that the mugging took place a block from Baker Street.
Yes.
Nice. Amazing.
Like, he literally, like, walked off of Baker Street and stopped a crime.
That's awesome.
So, but can you imagine being the mugger? We're like, who's this guy coming up to stop? Oh, crap, it's Sherlock Holmes.
Summerlin Bendersnatch.
I'd be more concerned that it's Doctor Strange coming up, I think, more so than Sherlock. I feel like Sherlock's got a lot going on and a lot of intellect, but I feel like I could outrun Sherlock. I can't outrun a time wizard.
I don't know. There's that episode of Sherlock where he, like, chases down a cab because he knows, like, London.
Yeah.
It's like it's the pilot episode, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, again, though, time wizard. So going to stick in the, Doctor Strange versus Sherlock Holmes. I'm sticking with Doctor Strange very handedly. Sherlock always is boop, and he's gone.
Every time we talk about pilot episodes and episodes on the BBC, the same thing always comes to mind. I can't remember if I've actually said it on the podcast or not, but Dave, do you watch The Good Place?
Love The Good Place.
No.
There's a joke in The Good Place. It's kind of a throwaway joke, but I actually had to pause the episode to laugh for 5 minutes at the joke. One of the characters is from Britain, and she's talking about, like, oh, this is the show. It was on the BBC. It ran for like 30 years. They must have done like 16 episodes. I had to stop, and I just had to laugh for 5 minutes at that.
All right, next up.
All right, Dave, you want to go?
Sure.
Yeah, Dave, go ahead.
All right. Well, so important sports like the NFL.
True. All right.
Sorry, I'm just teasing. So the NFL schedulers had a really tough time this year.
Okay.
Apparently, one musical artist was throwing them all off because he has, in the first 10 weeks of the NFL season, he plays at 10 NFL stadiums on Sundays.
Oh.
Oh.
So basically, an owner actually complained on Twitter about it because they could not have a home opener. They had to change their home opener to a week later because of the scheduled concert.
Ooh.
So who is the artist who threw this monkey wrench into the NFL scheduling for the 2018 season? So this fall, so the upcoming season.
Was monkey wrench a kind of a hint? Yeah. Because I mean, as soon as you said monkey wrench, my immediate thought was Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Maybe.
I feel like for scheduling, that's really interesting because for football stadiums, they know that they're going to have football on Sundays, you know?
Well, it's so, yeah.
Why wouldn't they just do it Saturday?
Well, but they have to wait until after the Super Bowl to do the schedule, right? So
I guess the concerts are set up earlier in advance.
Would be set up earlier in advance.
But there's usually a scheduler per stadium and per building. So I'm
surprised that they. This.
I was surprised as well. And I was surprised that it was so many. I thought maybe one or two, maybe.
I may be overthinking this, but 10 consecutive Sundays? Are we talking about a Christian group or a rock band or something like that?
A Christian rock band is not playing. I mean,
it's like Creed.
Creed is not playing at 10 consecutive NFL stadiums.
I'm just saying, is there somebody that I'm missing that's kind of like
Amy Grant?
No,
Sorry,
he doesn't even know who that is, Dave. Okay.
The blank stare.
Yeah. No, it is okay. So this has to be a huge artist right now with a huge album right now, or within the last 6 months.
The Biebs, no,
right? Yeah, he hasn't had an album out recently.
Yeah, I know. Ugh,
so who are people who have had albums out recently?
I want to say I don't know recent albums, but I would say Paul McCartney would be my guess. People like
That's
him.
A Beatle, okay.
People like him.
Yeah,
I know. The Eagles are coming to Nats Field, but not FedEx.
Yeah, no.
But so that's in like July. Like,
what Taylor if it's Prince?
If it's Prince, I'm going to all 10.
Absolutely.
If it's a hologram,
then
like a hologram Prince show.
It has to be like a Taylor Swift type.
No, Taylor Swift's tour is over the summer.
Yeah, no, and cause to be 100% honest, is it Kenny Chesney?
No,
Kenny Chesney. No, because Kenny Chesney definitely does football stadiums. I just wasn't sure if he did it in the fall. I know he does it in the summer.
Would knowing the stadiums help us?
I don't believe
come closer?
Yeah. Okay. It sounds like this is a major world tour that's happening.
A major world
major
tour.
World tour. Okay, I've got my guess.
Maybe it's a guy, girl. You're not gonna tell us?
Do you want? Am I allowed to give hints on this?
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
It's your rules, Dave.
All right, yeah, it is a guy.
It is a guy.
So not Taylor Swift.
I said it wasn't. Yeah. I definitely would, I know for sure.
We're giving us a music genre giveaway.
I have a guess.
Go ahead, give a
guess first.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran is who I was thinking too.
Mm.
Yeah, because he's got a newer album. Like the tour itself should be kicking off 6 months after the album debuted. Like it's timing-wise, it works.
And he's going to do two legs because he's got to do a Europe tour too.
He said worldwide tour.
Plus, he's one of the most played on my Spotify. So
right, it's important to Lindsay. I mean, that has to be factored in. And he's British, so he doesn't care about messing up the football schedule. He doesn't even consider
that
it real
is
football.
Actually, you are correct.
Hey!
Great job.
Wow. And that last reason was probably the main.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Good fact, Dave. Nice.
Hey, I got one.
Yeah. Finally.
And it was the Detroit Lions owner had to change. They were supposed to have a home game opening day and then had to switch it back.
Yeah, I just think he's to Lions
I was going to say, I think he's just upset because the Ed Sheeran concert sold out and nobody wants to go to a Lions game.
If I were Ed Sheeran, I'd be like, well, I'm coming on Thanksgiving. Okay.
So.
All right.
Michael.
All
right. Yep.
So, Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. I have completed a lap.
Woohoo.
It was awesome.
I am a huge Mario Kart fan.
Yeah, me too.
In all iterations.
So it's basically the most recent one. It's Mario Kart 8.
Is this the one on the Switch?
Yeah, it's on the Switch as well.
I've played that one. I can speak.
Well, perfect. and this is according to science.
Oh.
Like somebody did,
science.
Went in,
science.
Did, ran all the stats and stuff like that.
What is the best weapon?
Who's the best character?
Ooh.
According to history.
Because well,
it depends
into,
on racing style.
Well, because one of the things they're balancing, they do this thing with what's called Pareto efficiency.
Okay.
Because for those that don't know Mario Kart 8, not only do you select your character, but you select the type of cart. And the wheels and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Parachutes.
And all of those things change the speed and acceleration.
Yes.
So somebody ran all the numbers, and it uses this really really interesting concept called the Pareto efficiency, where basically a Pareto frontier is the max stats.
Right.
That's kind of on the outside. And this character apparently has a lot of combinations on this frontier.
Sure.
Science.
So I know.
Yeah, so this character and his or her different cart and tire options account for about half of all the best possible configurations in the game.
Okay. So I know initially, and Dave, I'm looking at you while I'm saying this because you're of my generation.
That was a nice way to say that.
Yeah. You old. the original Mario Kart, and for the first couple of iterations, Yoshi was the highest top speed, not necessarily acceleration. So based on skill, if you didn't bump into anything and you could avoid all the obstacles and were a good person, obviously it takes longer to get to the top speed, but once you're there, you're faster than everybody else. So that would be my guess. But knowing what I know about the newer iterations of Mario Kart, I want to say the motorcycles are faster than the carts and that the babies have a higher top speed than the adults. So I'm going to go with Baby Waluigi on a motorcycle.
Okay. I'm just asking just the character.
Okay.
So, because, like I said, there's half of the configurations for this character are on that frontier.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to stick with Yoshi because Yoshi's always been the highest top speed.
Okay.
Dave?
I'm going to go Toad.
Okay.
Toad?
Lindsay?
Luigi?
No, neither one of you have any sort of significant analysis and breakdown of video game statistics.
Nick, I can honestly tell you that video games, I am so, and I've said this a million, I'm so bad at video games. I completed my first Mario Kart lap for the first time in the last like 2 months. I'd always go backwards for a really long time and I would be so concentrated on messing up.
Well,
I would never notice.
It covers the whole screen.
I didn't finish a lap for 20 plus years of my life. I'm okay at Super Smash Brothers, but I just completed it. It was great. I actually won a race. It was a really, really important day.
So I'm going to download an emulator, and I'm going to get you to play a game called Battletoads. And we're going to go to the rocket car level of Battletoads, and I want to see how long it takes you to beat it.
Is this Battletoads?
Okay. Does Joey have Mario Kart on his Switch?
Yeah, that was what I played, the Switch version.
Because I was going to say, I can bring in my Joy-Cons.
I'll get really good.
And we can play on the big screen in the office.
There we go.
Get really good. Well, I'm excited for Killer Queen to come out on the Switch. That's the video game I'm okay at.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my guess. Whatever it was I said, because I forgot. Okay.
You said Luigi.
You said the green Mario.
I like Luigi because he's green, and his name starts with an L, and I think that he's cool.
You know, I like
you're right on
logic.
2 out of 3 of those.
Why is he not cool?
How do you know that's the one that you were wrong on?
Oh, I don't know. I've assumed there's nothing wrong with starting with an L.
You're all wrong.
Is it Princess Peach?
It is not Princess Peach.
I like her. She's cool.
Is it Bowser?
Her dress, though, I feel like would weigh you down a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, because that's the thing. With Mario Kart 8, the smaller characters will have more acceleration. Sure. But the heavier characters will have a higher top speed.
Ah.
Right.
Wait, so what's the big one? The big guy?
Bowser.
Yeah, Bowser.
Donkey Kong is a big one.
Yeah, Donkey
Waluigi,
Kong.
Wario.
Wario is
it's
correct.
Wario.
It's okay. Wario.
Wario. Isn't he the bad guy?
Yes.
It depends.
What's his relation to Mario and Luigi?
Wario and Waluigi are evil dimension twins.
Oh, yeah. Fun. I love that. Yeah. I wish I had a twin, an evil twin. That'd be awesome. Actually, well, I would be
you
the
are the evil twin.
That's fair. Definitely.
And just for those keeping score at home, Metal Mario is the worst, but I think everybody knew that.
Why? Yeah. What is Metal Mario?
What's
his deal?
By all the stats and stuff that this guy ran.
He would be the heaviest, so theoretically he'd be the highest top speed, but he's too heavy.
But he's too heavy, and just there's no way to kind of make up that acceleration, I guess.
Is he shiny?
Yes.
He is shiny.
Cool, I'm in.
Lindsay, I think we may have focused on the reason why you're not very good at Mario Kart.
And don't get me wrong, all these stats are relatively close as well. So, I mean, everybody kind of...
Skill plays the largest part of luck.
So it was just science. He just calculated it out?
Yeah, he just went through...
What's his background? What's his deal?
Let's find out.
Is he like a physicist or what?
He's a statistician, I believe.
Oh, all right. I approve.
He's a data scientist, according to this.
Oh, well, thank you, guy or girl, whoever you are.
Henry Henfeld.
Henry. Thanks, Henry. Awesome. Anybody else? Last call. Did we get everybody for facts? You got a fact. Dave got
a
fact.
Wait, did we get a final answer on that?
Wario's
Wario.
The
oh, it was Wario. Yeah. Oh, right,
I distracted you with the shininess of Metal Mario.
But yeah, I'm personally a DK fan. I will always roll Donkey Kong if I get the option.
That is, yeah. I'm curious as to who has the highest possible top speed. Is it?
There's an interactive chart. We're going to throw that into the link
as
well.
We'll take a look at that.
Science.
Yeah.
Data analysis of unimportant things.
Well, because it not just breaks down the character, it's also the different carts that you can pick, the different tires.
Michael brings the receipts.
Yes.
Brings the receipts. Cool. If you try to tell me that there was no secret phrase, you're lying. Because, so it was during my fact earlier in the episode. I just wanted to put that out there so I didn't get another angry email. But that's it. This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. We'll be back next week. Dave will be back again for one more episode. So if you hate him, don't listen. If you love him,
Send an angry email.
Yeah. Savor the moments. This has been We Don't Either. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
I'm Dave.
We don't know either.
Bye.